In a much-awaited fillip to the steel and mining industry, the Government of India has withdrawn the 15% export duty on steel imposed last May. The government has also withdrawn the export duty on iron ore slums and fines below 58% Fe content, iron ore pellets, and the specified steel products, including pig iron. The import duty concessions on anthracite, PCI coal, coking coal, coke and semi-coke, and ferronickel have also been withdrawn. Thus, with effect from 19th November 2022, exports of iron ore lumps and fines less than 58% Fe will attract nil export duty. Exports of iron ore lumps and fines greater than 58% Fe will attract lower export duty of 30%. Exports of iron ore pellets will attract nil export duty. Exports of pig iron and steel products classified under HS 70-01, 70-08, 70-09, 70-10, 70-13, 70-14, 70-19, 70-22 and 70-27 will attract nil export duty. Anthracite, PCI and coking coal and ferronickel will attract import duty of 2.5%. Coke and semi-coke will attract 5% import duty. In May 2022, in the wake of a sharp and steady rise in prices of steel and in order to augment the availability both of finished steel as well as raw materials or intermediates required for steel manufacture, the government took several tariff measures earlier this year. With effect from 22nd May 2022, export duty on iron ore lumps with more than 58% Fe content was raised from 30% to 50% ad valorem. Export duty of 50% was imposed on iron ore with Fe content below 58%. Export duty of 45% was imposed on iron ore pellets. Export duty of 15% ad valorem was imposed on different forms of alloy and non-alloy steel, including pig iron, HS 70-01, 70-08, 70-09, 70-10, 70-13, 70-14, 70-19, 70-22, 70-27, and import duty exemptions were given to anthracite, PCI coal, coking coal, coke and semi-coke and ferronickel. The current measures are expected to provide a fillip to the domestic steel industry and boost exports.